just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is my favorite day of the week, even if it is the 13th. Welcome to the Friday the 13th edition of The Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number 1-800-691-7898, the web address robbienoll.com, and on the website today I made up for the delay in yesterday's daily update. And what a collection of stories there are today. Well, we heard from all the pundits on CNBC that J.P. Morgan's second quarter results are going to be the stuff that drives the markets today. And they were correct, even though J.P. Morgan this morning said its first quarter losses were $4.4 billion as opposed to the $2 billion it originally forecast, and admitted that some traders at JPM had manipulated, if you will, some of the trading losses and gains. In plain English, it means the traders cooked the books. Now, you would assume that J.P. Morgan's stock would have got hammered. Exactly the opposite has happened. J.P. Morgan's stock this morning higher together with the Dow. Not sure why the Dow's higher. Producer price index came in a little hotter than expected, but still benign, as many say. And consumer confidence drops to its lowest level since December. But the Dow higher by 165 points at 12,718. NASDAQ higher by 31 at 2,897. Euro dropping to a two-year low. So I can't explain why the dollar is weaker today. Crude oil higher by a buck at $87.12. Metals flying. Gold up $22 at $15.96. Silver up 30 cents at $27.81. We'll take a quick time out and be right back with Charles Coulson from Straight Gate Ministries after these messages.
Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, the 13th. And before we say hi to Chuck, let me just add that I'm not sure if the $20 rise in gold prices this morning is because of a James Anderson article that you can find top story on RobbieNull.com. But it is now being widely reported that the FDIC is going to classify gold as a 0% risk-weighted asset. In light of all the news about LIBOR manipulation, J.P. Morgan manipulation, and the acceptance that all markets are rigged, in my humble opinion, that's a big story. Anyway, it's my great pleasure to welcome once again Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, Robbie. I've been looking at your site. You have been very busy here on Friday the 13th.
Yes.
There's a couple of stories you missed, though. The Scientologists flap over the weekend. Overrated movie star and his multiple wives and their adventures in the Church of Scientology.
Yes.
It was interesting. And of much more, I think, a note is that probably explains why the stock market is up today. is that President Obama and his crew jacked up the sanctions against Iran in a very notable way. And what they've done.
Well, that could help explain the pop in oil prices this morning. Oil once again back of $85 a barrel.
That's exactly right, Robbie. You have oil up and the stock market up. And the shocking thing about that is that, of course, this is absolutely war news. What the president has done is he's gone out and frozen the assets of all kinds of companies that are in the shipping business that were willing to haul Iranian oil, even though the sanctions were put on Iranian oil and they weren't supposed to be delivering it. So these companies, various companies, some of them Iranian-based, others not Iranian-based, but with associations with Iran, have been hauling oil to places like China and Japan and Europe anyway, even though the U.S. has sanctioned them and said, no, nobody can buy Iranian oil. So now this announcement, essentially with very strong language of we're only beginning by this guy Cohen, states that they're freezing assets of the companies that even touch Iranian oil. So we now have essentially what used to be called a blockade, where a country is basically prevented from shipping anything out or receiving anything in. Now, I don't know if Iran can receive goods, but of course if they can't ship oil, they can't pay for any goods. So these are the outright war moves that go way beyond sabotage and internet sabotage of Iran's nuclear technical devices inside their country and their nuclear plants and so on. You're basically talking about the very thing that has precipitated world wars in the past, where somebody is completely blockaded, such as not that much different than the people in Gaza. I mean, the people in Iran essentially are now finding themselves in the same position as the people who live in Gaza. They are walled in. And, of course, the stated intent of this in the press release on Financial Times today is that the U.S. is doing it with the intention of destroying the Iranian economy. I think maybe the word is not destroy that they use, but it's very close to destroy.
Well, apparently Obama acted in large part because Congress and the Senate wanted to put into place tougher sanctions against Iran before the August recess, which just simply means is that they were pressured by APEC to ramp up the sanctions. What I do find amusing is how many of the so-called conservative websites this morning are in a tizzy that a cartoon which won an Iranian contest is the big news out of Iran, because they refer to this cartoon that won the contest as anti-Semitic. Now, I saw the story on WorldNet Daily, I saw it on Newsmax.com, I saw it on Conservative News Service, but none of them showed the cartoon in question. So I had to do quite a bit of internet searching to find this cartoon that's got the conservatives all bent out of shape as being anti-Semitic. I finally found it, Chuck, and you'll see it on my website. It's a picture of the New York Stock Exchange made to look like the Wailing Wall. And the reason they call it anti-Semitic, it says because it portrayed Jews praying at the New York Stock Exchange. And so, you know, the...
I saw the cartoon, and it's a great cartoon.
And
I didn't know that WorldNet Daily had written the story without showing the cartoon that was in question. But it's a very mild thing, but it does cut to the quick. What we're seeing here is so bizarre that it's hard for us to get a handle on it. And we sometimes have to sit back and say, are we nuts, or when is the rest of the world going to awaken to these very, very simple facts? That if the president comes out and says, in effect, we're going to take action against Iran, which almost certainly demands war, there is almost no other possibility when you embargo a country than that you will eventually have war with that country. That's the purpose of embargoes, is always it's a way of creating a condition where the other guy cannot help fight back, and eventually you're going to have an incident. And so in response to this, instead of the stock market crashing, the stock market goes up. And Robbie, what this is saying to us is that our economy has now resolved itself into these two groups. There's the Fortune 500 group and the people who can afford to own millions of shares of these stocks, who are, the east of the Hudson River group. And then there's the rest of us, west of the Hudson River. That, of course, geography has not that much to do with it, but to us, we see war as a disaster. We see it as nothing but rising prices. We see it as nothing but death. We see it as an extension of the immorality of our times. But east of the Hudson River, they see war as the solution. And it goes back to these books we've talked about that people wrote many, many years ago that we've discussed before. The very famous little book about the need for war that was written in the 1960s as a spoof. George Orwell wrote this book in 1941 or 42 called 1984. And it was really a spoof. It was talking about the economy of the world that had demanded war in order to function. It could no longer live without war. And war was a permanent structure within the system. That's the essence of what 1984 was. And today, if you look at 1984, it's no longer a spoof about an impossible situation. It's the very situation we're living in today.
Oh, absolutely.
And let's
not forget, Chuck, that the U.S. has been ramping up its naval forces in the Gulf of late. It seems as though they are waiting for an October surprise or something, before they act. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, the 13th. Speaking with Chuck Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, you sent me over a link this morning about a new Pew Research poll, and I did find it of interest that in all the countries that they did this polling data, they found only a few countries in the world where the people were somewhat positive about the economy, and the folks that are feeling good about the economy are in China, in Germany, Brazil, and Turkey. It seems as though, according to this data, less than a third of Americans say the economy is doing well. That was a pretty interesting...
Yes, Robbie, it is interesting, and I follow the Pew Foundation's polls for many years and have written a lot about from using some of their data, and they are very good, and they're very consistent. And of course, they have a good handle on what Christians, so-called Christians, think too.
Yes,
they're one of the few people that have actually figured out the differences of Christianity and non and pretending Christianity, and have found ways to measure that. But in this poll, it's astonishing that there are more people who are optimistic about the economy in many foreign countries than there are in the United States, and also people are more optimistic other places. In fact, I found that people in Mexico generally ranked higher in terms of their attitude toward their own country than people in the United States. Now, this is always relative because the questions were questions like, do you feel that you are doing better than your father did financially? So this is a generational thing. And the Mexicans say yes. The Americans are tending to say no. Now, again, if you go east of the Hudson, up there on Wall Street, where your friends and buddies are praying in front of the New York Stock Exchange, our friends and buddies, they, of course, have it their way. Because as long as they can continue to fool us and maintain the war climate and keep this syndrome going of things like wars to keep the keep their end of the economy stimulated, and keeping us gradually weaned away from our Western standard of living to where we start thinking of ourselves as being worse off than the Mexicans. This is really what is taking place. And what their prayers about in front of the New York Stock Exchange are, I can just imagine those wailing wall prayers. Oh, great Lord of Scientology, don't let the people wake up. I believe that is what the prayer of Wall Street is today. Don't let the people wake up. And I think
speaking about Scientology, Chuck, that's the one thing that struck me. You know, in the week where we had a confirmation beyond all reasonable doubt that the financial powers that be, your major banks, Barclays, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, Bank of America, all had a hand in manipulating the LIBOR rate, that you would assume that story would be the most predominant in all of media, but yet, you know, the predominant story of the week has been, you know, Tom Cruise and his divorce.
Yes. Yes. Well, these great cover-up efforts keep us in the dark. And in the book 1984, they had the equivalent of this. Keep in mind, this was written in 1941. Everyone who hasn't read 1984 since 1984 should go back and read it again.
Because oh, absolutely.
It's really amazing. It had a television mandatory in every house, in every room. It never was turned off. When the hero came home, his TV was blaring. Not only was it a TV, but it was a surveillance screen. Now, keep in mind, this is pretty imaginative in 1942 or 1941 when Orwell wrote it. But the TV screen watched the hero every place he went. And in the privacy of his life that he tried to portray in the book, he hid from the TV screen. He found a corner of the house where he could, where he realized it couldn't see him. That was where he got his book.
Well, with the new MacBook Pro and its iris scan, the ability to see that technology become a reality is more true today than ever before. We'll be right back.
Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Flinch.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For this Friday the 13th, and speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, let's squeeze in a quick call here. We got Rick from Florida. Hey, Rick.
Hello. I have a question for Mr. Carlson. Actually, two. When you say the word Jew, I really would like to know if you're referring to the race of Judah, or you're referring to the Judeans, or and in what relation is this to James in chapter 1 that says he was looking, he was talking to the scattered 12 tribes abroad? Who was he talking to there, and what is the relation? So obviously these 12 tribes were scattered abroad. I mean, we can't deny that unless you think this was a spiritual thing. And like I said, are you saying that the Ashkenazis are the lineage of Judah? And are you saying that the so-called Jews that were in Judea, who were Judeans, are you saying they were Jews also? Are you going to admit there is a corruption of the word Jew altogether? And that's my question. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's really a good question. I thought we kind of answered that a lot of times, and I hope that we make that clear in things we write, but maybe you just can't say these things more often enough. There was no term Jew at the time you're talking about. In the times of the disciple James, there was no term Jew in use. And had the Bible been written then, it would not have had any reference to Jew in it. The word would have been, as this man Rick has just suggested, would have been Judean. Or maybe they would, people would have called themselves, if they were talking, if they were speaking spiritually about themselves, perhaps rather than using sort of the geographical designation of Judean, they would have, might have used Israelite, and suggested that they were believers in the ancient religion of the Israelites. But in no case did anybody in the time of Jesus or the prophets use the term Jew. That was all invented much later and plastered into the Bible. And whether or not that was just a convenience that the present-day Ashkenaz, as Rick called them, the Ashkenaz, meaning the European and the Russian Jewish people who eventually settled Israel, and, of course, they claim to be the direct descendants and ancestors of the people who were there in Jesus' time. Obviously, this can't be true because there's nobody that has any connection of any kind that they can make between the present European Jewish society and the ancient 2,000-year-ago Judeans who lived in the province of Judea. This was all straightened out very nicely by a Jewish guy himself named Benjamin Friedman, who wrote about it many years ago and recognized it as a method of stealing the land of Israel. And actually, it more than steals the land of Israel, it steals the Bible as well. So Rick is, I don't know if Rick stayed on the line or not, but...
I'm still here, and I'd like to know how spiritual Israel is somehow interpreted from the 12 tribes, because 12 tribes does not mean spiritual in any shape or form, in my opinion.
There were supposedly 12 brothers who were the sons of, I think, Jacob, right? And who was named Israel. And so they.
That's right. And the land of Israel was, it was a person. It wasn't the name of the land. It was the name of the person.
The land of Israel was named after one of these 12 tribes.
The land of Israel. That was his land, but it was not named Israel. It was named, they lived in Judea. They were called Judeans. They weren't called Israelites. They weren't Israelites. So it was the land of Israel, because they weren't even related to Jacob.
Well, again, the story, the biblical story that I think we're not going to argue with the biblical story, but many people want to, but... Biblical story has it that the son of Israel named Judah was one of
Jacob.
The 12 tribes.
Jacob,
who became
one of his sons was Judah.
Was Judah, and the land of Judea was named after him.
And he also had other children who were illegitimate, Shelah. Now, we could go into them. Are they also Jews, too?
Well,
Rick, answer me, what's the point of your question?
The point of... Hello?
None of these people were Jews, because there
the point of my question
Jews.
Is...
There's no relationship
we have to... If we're going to go back to the Old Testament, we've got to look at the theme of the Old Testament and what he means when he says the 12 tribes. It means those are the people he came for, not... for a spiritual Israel. And that's all I have to say. You can argue that all you want, but if you read James chapter 1, it's right there in your face. You can't turn away from it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Analyze that call for me, Chuck.
Sounds like Rick is trying to say that that the New Testament is literal in terms of speaking of these tribes, and that they are connected to, that those lost tribes are, in Rick's mind, apparently, the Ashkenaz Jews who came back to Israel. So he would, I think, support the idea that they had the right to come back and take the land because they were blood relatives of Abraham and Jacob and so on. We, of course, find no Jew today who can make any showing that he has any lineage whatsoever or connection or even any religious connection to what the ancient Israelites believed.
And so where would Rick come to his conclusions? Would it be based on obviously stuff out of a Schofield reference Bible?
I think it's not obvious what he's done. He's gone a step further. But, I believe it sounds like a very dispensational argument, and we had a little longer to talk personally. We would get to the bottom of that in a hurry by asking Rick very simply, do you believe that the present-day state of Israel is the fulfillment of Old Testament Bible prophecy? And if Rick says yes, then he is a Christian Zionist. And if he says no, he's not, and he can explain why not. But my interpretation of the call, that seems like where it was going, Robbie. And we just this is why it's so important for us to carry a New Testament around and be prepared to talk to people and ask them those simple questions of what they really do believe about the present-day state of Israel. What, never mind all of the talk about the 12 tribes and where they went, and if they went, and where they are now, and all of this sort of thing, and the suggestion that James made them literal by one of his statements. Never mind that. Cut to the quick. Do you believe Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And if you do, then you need to look at where you got that idea and why that's the case. So maybe Rick will call me on my number at home. He's welcome to do that. And I'll even give the number, if I may, 303-238-1168.
Do it again a little slower, Chuck.
303-238-1168. Anybody that wants to discuss this is welcome to call me.
And I'm sure they can send you emails from your website.
Absolutely. Send the emails from our website. We answer them all.
And that's chuckecarlson.com, right?
It's you go to W A C E Carl at WHTT.org.
And there's also a link on your other website, WHTT.org.
That's right. WHTT.org. There's a link there, and our new site that we're just starting to populate and which we're having a lot of fun with. Finding the old things, we're finding all our old mistakes, Robbie, and we're going back and revisiting our mistakes, and then some of the things that seem to be pretty smart. That we really wonder, did I really write that 10 years ago? We're reposting both the good and the bad on the new site called CharlesECarlson.com.
I think Rick called back. Chuck, you want to continue?
Well, I think he should call me at my home because we've got some other things to talk about, if you don't mind. It's up to you, Rob.
No problem. Rick, you got an invite to speak with Charles personally, and if you got a pen handy, Chuck will give you his number again.
303-238-1168. That goes for everybody else, but don't all call at once.
Okay.
We were into this, I think, very important subject today, Robbie, that I don't want to lose track of.
Sure.
Things look so incredibly bad that I believe we all tend to look at ourselves and say, are we insane? Or like some people say we are.
Yes.
Or are we actually on the track and the rest of the world is only just beginning to wake up to it? And they're waking up in their own little strange way. They're not waking up like we did. They don't do it the way we do exactly and get a website and start publishing things. But when they get asked the simple questions in polls by the Pew Foundation, they give these strange answers like, I don't trust the government at all. And I don't think we're in good shape. And I think the statement of, are you in better shape than your father? That is a really interesting statement for someone like me, whose father was a depression guy. And I think financially, when I look back and say, am I in better shape than my father? Am I going to die better off than my dad did? And I really do wonder if I am. I have serious question about that. And that's showing up with a lot of people who are seeing this. So I think in this is the glimmer of hope. Part of it, of course, the part we work on is dealing with Christian Zionism, which is one of the big problems of people seeing the truth. That's why this Scientology story is so interesting. It's because these Scientologists sort of believe that they become gods themselves and that man is inherently created good. And therefore, all you got to do is let the good in him come out, like Tom Cruise is so good, and he will become a great humanitarian and the world will be end up being good. We see these diversions in front of us, and we have trouble focusing on the fact that the world is not good. Men tend to do some pretty bad things, and only the interaction of men in their relationship to a spiritual God causes only this conscience keeps men from being as bad as those who are running our government, who seem to be able to have forgotten all of that. And of course, Tom Cruise, he goes through wives pretty frequently, and I'm sure there's a few little things there that would make him less than the world's greatest person, but he doesn't have to think that at all because he has this religious crutch that he can lean on that tells him he's a godlike person. So the question we're coming down to is, are we making progress or are we losing ground? Is it all ready to cave in on us and there's going to be nothing left? Personally, our view is that we're seeing the beginning of a huge and tremendous change in the minds of men, not just here in this country, but internationally. And that those who are praying at the door of the Wall Street, at the Wailing Wall of the Wall Street Journal, are inventing these games to continue to keep us occupied, to make us think that we're doing okay. And what they're doing is they're creating a privilege class at every level, so that you now have the banking privilege class. Abramoff didn't go to jail because he cheated the American people by lobbying for terrible legislation that hurt us. He went to jail because he overcharged his clients, and they caught him at it. He was double billing and triple billing. He was cheating the people that were paying him to bribe our Congress. That's why he went to jail. He didn't go to jail because of what he did to us.
What amazed me about that story is what little congressmen and senators wanted in order to pass a favorable legislation to Abramoff. And it seems as though he bought off a lot of them by just simply wining and dining them at fancy restaurants and giving them free tickets to sports games. It seems as though their needs were pretty minimal.
Yeah, but there was always a suggestion there that after they got out of Congress, that they got tired of that routine, he would give them a job with his company that would pay them 10 times as much as Congress does.
Yes, and if he couldn't bribe the congressmen or the senators, he went next best, and that was to their legislative aides.
Their legislative aides, and promised them jobs.
Yes.
But in every case where he was convicted of corruption, it was because the people who were paying him complained. It wasn't because the Senate rose up in righteous wrath and disciplined him for bribery, or they would have all had to go to jail with him and sit in the same cell with him. So the way it was, he just cheated his own clients, and therefore he could go to jail by himself, and the whole incident's forgotten. I don't know what he's doing now.
And let's not forget that he's number one partner in all of that was none other than that great Christian Ralph Reed.
Right, right. Exactly. So in our stories, anyway, we're going back and reading things that we saw about a great turning going on in the minds of men. And I believe it. I believe that we are seeing the beginning of that, and that we just have to have faith.
Oh, absolutely, Chuck. Faith is all we have right now, brother. We're speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take another quick time out and be right back after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, and access Charles's website and see a couple of the articles he has written that we unfortunately didn't have time to get to today at WHTT.org, and that is Charles's expose of what this farm bill is all about. Sorry we didn't have time on the farm bill today, Chuck.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sorry for that, because we talked about it before.
Sure.
I would just like to say, yes, go to charlesecarlson.com, where we have the latest thing posted on maybe what might be the next or the first, not the first step, but the next step that we can do about this incredible runaway of creating a class society. And this is not class that's east of the Hudson in New York City. This is a class out in the plains of the Midwest, where you have the huge corporate farmers are contrived with the ethanol industry to literally rob us in a way that's just almost indescribable. Maybe in the next, we'll have some more to talk about it later, but this can be stopped by killing one piece of legislation that has to be passed before the 30th day of September. It's got to pass before then. It's called the Farm Bill. And the House of Representatives, if they just simply vote it down and don't pass anything, it would be the right thing to do.
And, do you think they're going to try and sneak it through something? Because, as you know, we're coming up to this August recess, and they always have a tendency, if they know something's got...
They're going to try to sneak something through, yes, because of the lobbying of the ethanol industry. And it's almost indescribably big and devious in the way it works. And if the law hasn't passed by next week, there's some things we can talk about that will blow your mind, really, about this ethanol bill. It becomes worse and worse as we see it develop, to the point now where the ethanol plants are shutting down because they can't afford to make this stuff. But the price of ethanol has to go up because we're forced to buy it.
The price of corn has been, and wheat for that matter, and soya beans have all been on a tear this week.
That's right. And it's impossible for ethanol plants to make money selling this stuff at what its real value in the marketplace is. But by law, we have to burn it anyway. So now the oil companies are having to buy it, and the price of ethanol is going straight up, even though nobody wants it. And it's got to go much, much higher to catch up to corn prices. It's a long story, but it's a fascinating story because it's almost like a scheme that George Orwell would have dreamed of in 1984. If you'd have told George Orwell the stimulus with the corn alcohol story back in 1941, I don't think he would have believed it.
Well, Chuck, as usual, thank you so much, my friend.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it and look forward to speaking with you next week. Stand by, my friends. Spingola Speaks coming up at the top of the hour with Diana Spingola. I trust you have a good weekend, and we'll do this again Monday. Till then, see you. Bye.